Rabbi Sandstart. We're going to start the Inyan of Schar Shabbos. So Schar Shabbos means you're not allowed to, in certain circumstances, you're not allowed to make money on Shabbos. And where does this come in? What's the Hemshech? Based on what we learned last week. We learned last week some Reish Mem Hei. It's not in the paper here that we copied. It's in last week's pamphlet. Reish Mem Hei. And we talked about a Shutvis. And one of the Inyanim that we talked about was the Heter of the Ran. That if one guy, if the guy works every single day of the week, and I tell him, by the way, I'm not working with you Shabbos. You can come in, you continue working Sunday, do everything. I'm not working Shabbos. Then you'll have to split the Revachim. So, because there's no Inyan of the fact that he's working for you. He's not working for you, he's working for himself. But there's another problem. When I say it's a merchatz, it's making money. In my merchatz, I'm a shutif, I'm not working, he's working on his own, he's on my shliach, fine. But when I say I'm making money, so the Ramah at the end over there threw in a clause, and I said, don't get worked up about that, we're going to talk about it next week. So that's what we're doing now. He says, you are not allowed to walk away with that amount of money, the amount of money which it costs, which he made on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make that money by itself. In other words, he wouldn't be allowed to Motzi Shabbos come over and give you a check and say, oh, by the way, this is your share in the money that came in today. He wouldn't be allowed to do that. He would have to give you as part of the general weekly revenue. Okay. So I want to get into that a little bit. The whole Inyan Schar Shabbos, Inyan Vavla, and see that there's a really big kash on this din. Because, let's see. So where does this Inyan come from? What's the makar for this din? So the makar for this din, here, there's one more package here, if anyone wants, is, what? Yeah. So it's a Gemara in Bamitzir Daf Nun Chesem Ad Al. The Gemara states like this. Hasoichar Sapoyel Lishmar Sapar. So I hire a Jewish shomer to watch my para. Now, he's not doing malacha. He's just watching the para. I just want him to watch it. What? So lishmar satinik, or to babysit. Lishmar sazroim. Ain't nice din loy. Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to pay him for the work he did on Shabbos. Lefikach. Ain't achray is Shabbos olav. Therefore, he's not considered shomer chasidim. And as we know from our b'metzia days, that. That there's a difference between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Socha. Shomer Chinam is Patrik Nevav Aveda, and Shomer Socha is Machlik. That's why it comes in B'Metzia here. So the Shaila is, the guy working on Shabbos for you, is he a Shomer Chinam or is he a Shomer Socha? So says the Gemara, you're not allowed to pay him for Shabbos, so therefore he's a Shomer Chinam. And therefore, if something happens, he's not responsible. But however, this guy is hired to be your Shomer Paro the whole year. Shabbos, the whole week, the month, the year, and you pay him by the month. You can include Shabbos in that. You know, you have in mind, I'm paying him really for 7 days. That's how you're calculating your cheshbon. Whatever he works on Shabbos, based on that payment, therefore he's considered a Shomer Socher for Shabbos. Okay.
But his expectation is to work on Shabbos.
Yes, he knows that he's working on Shabbos, right. But he know, and he's being paid by the month. He's obviously, I'm talking about, he's not doing malacha. You have this by babysitters and stuff like that. I'm not doing malacha, but I'm being paid for Shabbos. But since it's a monthly wage, it's mutter. This is the Isser and the Heter of the Gemara. The Isser of Schar Shabbos, so you're not allowed to make money on Shabbos. And then there's a Heter of Bavla, that as long as if it's part of a package deal, then it's motor. Okay, now, let's just think about this for a minute. This case of Havla is, well, you know what, let's get into that in the next case. Okay, the next case is a Gemara in Ksuvis. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a husband owes the wife a Ksuva, if the wife starts, you know, starting up and doing things which make her amoredes, she's considered a rebellious wife, so we give her a knas of 7, what does the Mishnah say? Hamaredis al-Baila? Poichsin lo miksuvasa 7 dinner b'Shabbos. We lower her ksuva 7 dinner a week, which is 1 dinner a day. So every week that she remains in this state of merida against the husband, it's 1 dinner a day. Now what about the husband? If the husband is amoyered against her, then Maisifin al ksuvasa, we add on to the ksuva, shloisha dinner in b'Shabbos, 3 dinner in a week, which means half a dinner a day. Now, half a.
Sounds fair.
Yeah, right. Henry,
what? Well, that's it's much different to add on to the ksuvin than to take away the chayv.
It's a knas on the man, but it's a bit
what is it?
It's a bit aggressive on the knas on the man. It's got to be too
right. I can see whose side you're on.
They're both jerks to each other, she owes a money.
No, because she starts off with 200. Credit.
Over time, it'll be a point in time where they'll owe
it. So... Right. Okay. So now, moving right along. So the Gemara.
How many did our ksuba?
What? Yeah. So now the Gemara asks an interesting kasha, which is you guys are getting caught up with the numbers. You should have kept this kasha. The Amalei Reb Chiya Bar Yosef LeShmuel. It's the Gemara Samach Dal Rav Aleph. Maishna iu di avina le de Shabbos, or maishna iu di lo yavina le de Shabbos. He gets knas that you add on 3 dinner a week, which means half a dinner a day. What happened to Shabbos? It should be 3.5. Oh, we don't do Shabbos. Oh, but her, we knock her off 7 dinner a week, which means she loses on Shabbos too.
Well, it depends how you divide it.
You lose money on Shabbos.
But that's the cheshbon. You would say that's fair. So zakta gemara.
You said each day.
So
where does it say that's the cheshbon?
It's 1.2.
Right.
But that's
the gemara apparently knew that. So, and when I copied it, I took off all the Rashi's, so you wouldn't even know. I did that on purpose, so you wouldn't know. So the Gemara says, "E the mafchis kafachis loy mechzikis chashabis." She's just losing money, so it's nothing to do with chashabis. But you the oisvi kamoisiv, he's making money off this, so mechzikis chashabis, it appears like chashabis. I missed out.
He's losing money.
No. She's making money, so therefore she can't be making money on Shabbos. Now this case is very different than the case before. The case before was that someone was actually working and doing something to earn money. So that we say, that's Schar Shabbos. You can't get paid to do something before for Shabbos. This, I'm sitting back, I'm watching my husband do who knows what, and now I'm making money off that. That's a passive income. It's totally, I'm not doing anything.
Shomer's not really doing anything either.
What? No, that's a job. That's a job. But this is not. That's income. This is just some extra money. So that's why the Gemara says mechzik is chashavis. I think it's meduik in the Gemara. This is a different type of thing. It looks. It appears as though it's chashavis. It's not mamish chashavis.
Why not for her? She's also getting the Shabbos.
No, she's what she get what?
She's getting one dinner.
No, she's if she's married, he's not gaining. He's not gaining. She's losing.
He's just not losing. He's just.
She's gaining.
But not losing.
It's being Michael his choiv. It's different than adding on to his. I don't know. Not sure. So now it's like this. So now Tosis asks Akasha. Didn't we just say, Frektosis, that this doesn't stem with the Gemara B'Metzia? Frektosis from Toima, I have Hoschar Shabbos, I have Law Mutter. Could I bring a pair of Gazov? This is a weekly knas. The cheshbon is according to the days, but it's a weekly knas. We don't add it on by the week. We just said it in the Mishnah that way. But because if you stop in the middle. It's not a weekly event of Haraya. If you stop in the middle, you're just going to get knas for the day that you did it.
Said it that way for the husband's part?
Yeah. Why is it said this way? Yeah, so it's a shtickle mudna why the Gemara even bothered saying that. What?
He wants to keep it the same way for the husband. For the husband, we do it by the week.
No, we don't.
Not really.
It's daily. He pays half a dinner a day.
For the husband, it's also
half a dinner a day. The reason why it's said
it. I don't know. I don't know why the Mishnah said it this way, according to the Tosfos.
Pump the show that you don't pay for Shabbos.
Right. Okay, exactly. So that's why by the Isha to tell you the din that Mifchas Kapachis is Mutter. But this is Taisis Yisoid. So Taisis says, first of all, you see two things from this Gemara with the Taisis. One thing is that even passive income is considered Mechzik Escha Shabbos. And second of all, that this is called Havlah. You know, it's called Havlah. It's only called Havlah if it's mamish like a weekly rate or a monthly rate. But if it's calculated by the day, and you would either side could stop at any point and only pay for the days that they used it, that would be considered Tzchach Shabbos, and it wouldn't be considered Bavla. What do you mean?
Yeah, it's by the hour.
Usually it's by the hour. You say, oh, but I pay you once a week. Or, actually, you pay by hour. Your mind says,
it's not a bluff.
Well, has to give it a guy usually. But what do you mean?
Babysitter, you're paying every week, but you're not. It's like the same thing as a woman. You're not paying by the hour. You're paying by the hour. You give her one check a week, but it depends how many hours she has.
Okay. So,
the babysitter mashgiach.
Don't pay him by the hour.
If you pay a certain amount of the week and expect a certain number of hours, that's probably okay.
So Tosis doesn't exactly. Tosis also. Okay. So this is where there are some big ha'aras on Havla. And I don't have a full yeshuv. I saw even in the Svar, and they all ask their steers about this. Okay. Now,
is he downgraded to Darabonim and the other ones Darabonim?
No, the other ones also Darabonim, but this is only like, it looks like that. It's not even the Tzchach Shabbos itself.
We're going to be Chomer even if it looks like that, which is Darabonim.
Right. So it's Mechzik and Tzchach Shabbos. Now, another example of this is what we've been talking about, is a rental. What if you have a rental? So that's the Sivan Resh Mem Vav. It's brought down. Mutar lahashil lahaskir kelov la'akum va'afa pishu oisa b'malacha b'shabbos. So you're allowed to rent, let's say, a car to a guy, and he's going to drive it on Shabbos. If it's a plow, also lahaskil la'akum b'erev Shabbos because it looks bad. Fine. But the only way you're allowed to do the rental shloyito schar Shabbos. Ela bavla, kigon sheyaskir loy lechodesh or leshavua, or lahashal loy mutafil b'shabbos. Okay, so he says there's an issue of schar Shabbos to rent out something to a guy because he's going to pay you for Shabbos, and you're making money off that rental. But if you have a monthly rental or a weekly rental, then it's mutter, even though I guess you're calculating the days or whatever. But it's considered a monthly rental, and you would probably take it the next step, that if you would stop in the middle, then you would have to pay for the full month, maybe. So that's for sure mutter.
Even a daily rental, which is that they start before, you
know. Oh, yeah, that's something else. Hold on. Then we'll see. V'chein ikr, says the Rama, kisvar achreina, mutter lahashel. Fine. Now, this is one place where you find the din brought down, Tzchach Shabbos, of a rental, and you're not allowed to make that money off the rental on Shabbos. Now, like you said, if you own a hotel and someone rents a room for Shabbos, nowadays everyone says, all the mafarshim say, today it's mutter. Because today, the way you do the rental is a check-in time, there's a check-out time. So if you're already renting the room from Friday afternoon before Shabbos, so Mela, the rental is mutter b'havla of the Friday.
And you don't have to get up Sunday morning.
What?
You don't have to get out to Sunday morning.
And you don't have to get out to Sunday morning. So if you're renting for Shabbos, you're really renting it with Friday and Shabbos. So, and Sunday month, Sunday. So maybe it's Bavla. Now, what?
Like a 3 minute.
Yeah, because, well, it depends if you can cancel.
You get time to head.
Right, can you get canceled in the middle is the question. Can you cancel? If you get canceled in the middle, what would happen? You would have to pay for the whole thing.
Sure. It's prepaid. It's paid already.
Right.
They don't let you in until
So therefore, since at that point, it's a 3-day rental, bavla with weekday, so it's mutter. We'll see where that svara does come in. With.
Is this whole thing that's going on here is because of mixing Shabbos, Schar Shabbos, that matter?
Schar Shabbos is a gzera to Mekach
Umemkar. Right, so we're saying that if you check in on Friday and you check out on Sunday, even though we all know that you're paying for that room on Shabbos, it's still, you're allowed to get it.
We don't care about your kavana. We don't care about your kavana. We care about Matzias. What happened?
So the Maisa, you're paying, the owner of the hotel is making money bavla with Friday.
Even though we could say the day charge.
No, the day is what? Tell me the day. What's the day?
Meaning the
Friday noon to Shabbos noon.
You're paying 2 days. You have to pay 2 days if you want to go for Shabbos.
And then Shabbos noon till Sunday noon. So pshat is that you're paying it bavla, the schar Shabbos bavla, and even if you cancel all the day, you would have to pay for the whole day. So it means this bavla of Friday. Now, what? Yeah. That's what he was asking, but I'm saying it does, because if you would, if you walk out in the middle, they'll still charge you for the full 2 days.
Right.
What?
Comes and leaves within.
So, well, that's a that could be a separate tonight.
What if
I mean,
a Jewish owned hotel and a guy comes before on Shabbos and into Yom Tov.
That's what
One day rental, comes on Shabbos afternoon, and leaves on Yom Tov.
Right, so Anachami, so sure that's a problem. The only thing is that there's a Noida B'Yuda. Noida B'Yuda says you're allowed to pay for going in the, you're allowed to pay to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Even so, how they allowed to pay money? Because the balon, the guy in charge over there running the mikvah, because there's expenses involved. Now, this is a pella, because one of the expenses involved. I'm not paying for expenses. I'm paying his salary. Now, his salary is cheshbening all the expenses, right? But lemais, I'm paying his salary. But the Noyudah, whatever the Peshat Noyudah he says, whenever there's expenses involved, you could do havlah with two expenses. Since I, even if I wouldn't pay him, I would still have to cover him the cost of running the merchatz. So b'meila, I'm allowed to pay him b'havla of the expenses.
So when is there ever a case where you can't?
When there's no expenses, a shomer.
He has to get there.
When your spouse is a jerk, there's no expenses. You can't pay the child.
When is there no expenses?
A shomer.
A shomer has to pay gas to get to go watch.
No, who said you're paying for that?
I'm saying, but that's part of his expenses.
No.
Used to go there.
No, that's why they want to use a neid viewer. Let's say for a babysitter, sometimes she'll say she'll bring snacks.
She'll bring.
You have to make up with her. We'll cover your expenses, but you pay for the snacks and for the prizes, whatever. So therefore, you could do some. Say you could do a vlog with that, but it's a little schwer, because one thing doesn't do the other. I mean, it's a little bit of
Havlah with expenses. Is that what the Havlah is?
Right. And normally you learn Havlah.
Other parts of the week.
Right. But it is another definition of Havlah. It's a big chiddush, because Havlah means when you're doing it. Now, let's see Sif Dalet. The Gedarim of Havlah are very complicated. I have to, let's see Sif Dalet and Shem Vav. Another example. Hasoiches Apoyel, and here the Ramah gets into the details of this Havlah here. Hasoiches Apoyel, Lishmar Zroim Oidavar Acher, Einoi Noisim Loischar Shabbos. Okay, so asoicher is a poel lishmar zroim. This is the Gemara b'Metzia. Ain't a nice one is chashabes. So fikach ain't a chay shabes olav. Hay is chashabes chaydish chishon is chishvua. Noitzin lois chashabes. Lefikach a chay shabes olav. V'lo yoy martainly shal shabes. Elo yoy martainly schar shavua oy chaydish. Okay, so this is the hetter that we learned of Avlo. Now there is a chiddush in the. First of all, if you look at the Mishabura, Sivkot and Tazayin, he explains what's the Isser. Einoisin, Midir Abonon, Gzeir, Mishum, Mekach, Omemka. It's a Gzeira of doing business. If we allow you to make money, you'll end up doing business. That's number one. Now.
So it's Mamish, Mekach, Omemka, not because of Mipsi.
No. The Isser of Schar Shabbos is a Gzeira of Mekach, Omemka.
If we let you do this,
if we let you make money, you'll end up doing full fledged business. Then there's something else, is Mechzik Eschar Shabbos. But this is a real case of Eschar Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has a chiddush here, that even if, let's say, at the end of the month, you don't pay him for the days that he worked. And if you won't work Shabbos, you're not going to pay him for that. So is that considered Bavla now? So Mishnah Berurah brings down in Bir Halacha that the Chayadim holds it's not called Bavla, but the Mishnah Berurah holds it is. Because the Mishnah Berurah holds, you're allowed to make a month. Really, I'm mischaving for by the month. Now, every time you have a monthly arrangement with someone, it could be that it's prorated. If you don't show up, then you only work 29th, 30th of the month. It's not necessarily a day vart, but as much as you didn't work, that's as much you don't get paid. But it's not the pshat necessarily that shows you that it's a daily schar. It's still a monthly schar. But as much as you didn't work, that percentage, that percentage of the month, you didn't work, so that percentage of the month, you're not going to get paid. So that's what Mishnah Berurah holds. Now, the question is the opposite, though. And also, by the way, he says that let's say the poyel would cancel in the middle of the month. He wouldn't get paid for the whole month. That's also mutter. Okay? The question is, but the person hiring him has to be Meshabbat himself that he's paying him for the full month. That's the Chiddush.
The Raya is that in February, you don't pay him less. It's not by the day. He has 28 days. A month has 31,
exactly.
You take the same amount.
Yeah, exactly, right. So now, v'imsocha l'chodesh v'hisna l'shalim lai, the Rama says, kol yoyim kach v'kach, mikir shechir yoyim. Let's say you hire him for a full month. Say, listen, I want to pay you $100 a day, but I need you for a month. So all you did was you meshabed yourself to hire a guy for 30 days, but each day is separate. So that's taka asar. Now,
what is so different than what you said before?
What?
How is that so different than what was said before? You still have a day value for each day.
No, because here the difference is that the Baal Bayis said, I can be chayzer whenever I want. I want you for as long as I need you.
In the first case, for 30 days.
Right, but that's what Mishnah Berurah explains. It means his lashon is saying, I can fire you when I need to fire you. Masha'inkin, the monthly guy, I can't fire you. I'm prescribing myself to the month. Now, the poil could walk away. And I won't pay him, obviously. Just because he walked away, I'm not going to pay him. But the Baal Bayis can't walk away. The Baal Bayis can't walk away. That's the point. So if the Baal Bayis is Meshubit for the month, that's a monthly. If the Baal Bayis is only Meshubit by the day, that's a daily. That's the Mishnah Berurah's chiluk. But even on the monthly, you could take into account what happens if you don't do that day. Okay. Now, these cases of Havla are very real, let's call it. It's like it's literally being chal as a monthly rental. What about Havla, where really you're paying him for the job, but like our cases, you're being, you know, you're doing Havla with something else. I mean, it doesn't say anywhere that that's mutter. Now, let's just get into one other case, and then we'll get into that. The Magen Avraham here brings a Murdika case. This is what happens if you lend money, Mishnah Berurah brings it. So what happens if you lend money to a guy, Beribis, and the Ribis accrues on Shabbos? Is that called Tzchar Shabbos? I'm not working, but I'm making money on Shabbos. Is that considered Tzchar Shabbos?
That sounds like the
Ksuva case.
Yeah.
So the Magen Avraham says it's Aser. You're not allowed to do it. So Magen Avraham says it's only Mutter. It's only Mutter if it accrues by the week. And Mamela, if you would pull out your money, if the guy would pay you even in the middle of the week, you would charge him the full week's worth of interest.
Why is it
accrues monthly. It accrues weekly.
Why is that different than a hotel? Each day, Friday has chol and Shabbos, and Saturday has chol and Shabbos. Are you cuddling with the goy shkia that says?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. Because that's what, let's look inside.
What's that different from a bank?
What? Well, we'll see. Maybe it's not different than a bank. So he says like this. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah on the page 196, he says, it's the fourth line. Because of a Magen Avraham.
This is on what? 196?
Yeah, because of a Magen Avraham. Dechein adin b'maske cheder l'chaver l'chodesh, if you have a room that you rent out, v'his name asoiche shishalim l'fichesh man ha-yamim, gal kin osu l'likas chashabes v'atam kanal, because of this. I mean, if you say to him, I can pull out whenever I want. V'adin oisan ha-malvin b'ribis l'ayna Yehudi. You lend out your money b'ribis to a guy, l'shona o l'chodesh, tzuchim lizar, shaloi lahasnais im ha-loi v'bistama, shishalim l'fichesh man ha-yamim. You can't charge him a daily interest rate. She asked the kamois tachas yodai. The aloshin has a moire because the aloshin is mashma. She call emas she shalom loy. Because no matter when he pays you, I have a feeling mishalom lebemta shavu. Even if he pays you in the middle of the week, yechoshev loy ribisli for yichesh ben ayomim. He's going to pay you for the day that he held the money. Ufiza nechshav kol yoyim veyoyim mifnei atzmai. You can't eat starach levasoyf lenakas loyschar kol shabbos. You're going to have to not charge him for Shabbos.
If he does it on a daily basis.
What?
Working with
you on a daily basis. Yeah. So that's the way the Mishnah Magen Avraham says it. So the Magen Avraham says, now it could be he was calculating shkia to shkia, I don't know exactly. But the word is that the Magen Avraham says that if you have a daily interest rate, it's a problem. If you have a monthly, a weekly interest rate, and once you're into that week, you owe it, then that's Havla.
Even though they
now, what happens if you have a monthly interest rate, but it's prorated? So meaning, yeah, well, why do you have to pay the whole thing? Why can't you prorate it? That's what I don't understand. In other words, is that a rye that it's a daily thing?
Once you break it up into pieces, it looks like a month.
What? What?
it's always daily.
What do you mean?
They calculate interest rate on three basis of 360 or 365 is all that monthly. Even if it's monthly, they calculate
it's just when they
pay. It's the same account, even by rates.
It's like an electric meter every day.
Yeah,
it's a compounding because it's building on top of each other.
No, it's accruing daily. But the mice, I don't know how to stim these two things because in the end of the packet, you have over here a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein about this Shiloh. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva written to his son of David. And Rav Moshe over there in the tshuva has this Shiloh. What do you do with interest from a bank account? You have a savings account or whatever type of money. That's less than pachas shavapruta. But if you have money accruing interest somehow, so the shaila is that tzchar Shabbos. So Moshe says, since nowadays the way they cheshbin the interest is from midnight till midnight, so mamela the interest rate of today is bahavla. With Friday is Bavla of Friday morning, and Shabbos is Bavla with Motzei Shabbos. So he says, what about 2 day Yom Tov? Says 2 day Yom Tov, 2 day Yom Tov is a Suffolk. So each day there's Bavla with the Suffolk. What about Shabbos Yom Tov? So Rav Moshe comes out in this tshuva that Shabbos Yom Tov. Here, look at the. Here, look at the top of the second column, page Tadi Alf, the top of the second column. He says, "Umemela beribis shal habank shayoy maschol mechatzos halayla v'nigmar mechatzos from 12 to 12 are leka shum iser the aliba the vada ika vada gam shoyis the chol b'yom shemeshal menavur ribis vav bavlo shemotar uveika tlosa yomi or 3 day yomtiv k'moy k'shi yomtiv hu b'yom hey v'erev Shabbos oy b'motzi Shabbos v'yom beis." Osir medin tzchar Shabbos v'yom tif nami, rak yom echad, kish yom tif b'yom hei v'ayv Shabbos, osir likach ba'ad yom tif sheni, de b'ayv Shabbos, v'yom yom tif hub motzei Shabbos, v'yom beiz, osir ba'ad yom ha-Shabbos. So he says,
give back the money?
So he said, what do you do with the money? So he says, look at the first, no, he says, look at the next paragraph. He says, v'nir da tzchar di yom ha-osir, shloy shayich la'anich ha-yisham, yitneyu le'ezet tzedaka, u'ba'ofen shloyedu, you have to give it to tzedaka, but you can't get any sort of benefit from that, so you have to drop it off anonymously.
Meaning you can't get a receipt.
Avoiding shloyedu klal, because otherwise you're getting hana from the thing.
But this tzedakah just, it's the beginning, you should donate it to like the United Way, because this tzedakah fund just got iser money.
Relax.
Yeah. I don't know, that's what he said. There's it's not money which is like avodah zarah. It's not the etzem awesome. You're not allowed to benefit from it. It's on you. You're not allowed to benefit from it. It's not like the money is b'cheftza cheftza shalisser.
So, cooking on Shabbos.
What? I don't know if you're going to get a minute of tzedakah, you won't. Let your brother will work out the cheshbonis. You're worried about yemitz and nishmitz.
So now, give like a money every year to try to.
According to Moshe, so you have to figure out if Yom Tov ever fell out a three. Now I don't know why he says 3 day Yom Tov, because if it's a 2 day Yom Tov, you could tie an iman of shach. I don't know what the iman of shach is.
Oh, the Shabbos going to
be. No, but let's say it's a 2 day Yom Tov, the false Friday Shabbos. So there he's mashma, it's mutter, because you could tie that maybe the first day is not really Yom Tov. But if you have, I don't know what the difference is. I don't know why he says it this way. But the bottom line is, anytime they have Shabbos and Yom Tov, so Rav Moshe is saying is that there's a 24-hour period at accrued interest, which is Schar Shabbos, and there's no Bavla. There's no Avla. This is his tshuva. Now, I don't understand two things. I don't understand how this stems with the Magen Avraham, who Lehedja talks about this. So it sounds like from Rav Moshe that he learned that Magen Avraham's days, they used to calculate it from Shkia to Shkia, even in the banks. No, it was sunrise. That was the work day. There was no midnight. The work day is over. So it calculates the day is from the morning till the evening. That was the day. Nothing happened after night. So therefore, if at the end of the day the money was still in the account, you made the money. If it wasn't,
closed up, you couldn't be closing your money.
What?
You closed up at night. You can't come out.
You're done. You're done. So therefore, if you're making money that day on Shabbos, every Shabbos that makes money, you're making money off the Shabbos. The only thing is, but the Magen Avraham says that the only way to be matir this of Havla is if you're Mavliya with the whole week, and you make it that you can't take out the money in the middle of the week.
Just tonight you make on yourself.
I guess right, because if that's the way the Magen Avraham works, so there's no way to pull out the money. There's no way to pull out the money. So that was the Magen Avraham. But Ramesh is saying, no, nowadays it's not that way, but he still runs into this problem of Avlah. Now, because it's mamash accruing daily. It's not considered a monthly interest rate. It's accruing daily, and you're going to get it, you know, you're going to get it daily. Something which is bad to monthly, but it's prorated, I don't think is the same thing. That we already learned from the excuse.
The babysitter.
Okay, what I'm saying. So everything's different than something else. What is this saying? This is Lamaisa, this is a big chiddush. I see here in other Sfarim, they say nowadays it's not really true because there's some sort of, if you pull out your money, you're going to get a knas, and they really want you to, what? Yeah,
that's
money.
No, all your money. You take out $20.
Yeah, there's no penalty from a savings account.
No, not a savings.
Yeah, so if there's a penalty, so it means what they're saying is that really the way it should be is about it's a current Shabbat, but really the intention is I'm trying to give you a yearly rate. I don't want you to put it's cheshbon daily, but really the heskim is a yearly deal. That could be different, you know. So if a person has a real, but on a pasha savings account, you know, or something that there's no penalty, it's liquid. So you have this thing from a Moshe. So I don't know if the Umm's makbid on this. It doesn't seem like it, but
it seems they're not aware.
It's not Sonegeya, you mean?
It's like the Shavapruta.
Back in the day,
it's like a Shavapruta. If it's significant,
I don't know how much. Now you have minimum $100.
Yeah, it's all to get. Okay.
But also, can't you say the bank can't just kick out your money? The bank can't be hoser on your money that's deposited.
Yeah, but that's nothing to do with month. A year or
check and close your account.
That's not because they're mashabbing themselves for up to a month or a year. Yeah. That's just tamazoy. It's just tamazoy like that. That has nothing to do with this. Okay, now, Lamaisa, these cases of havla are much more because you were mashabbed for a whole thing or whatever. When you, like you said, what about a babysitter? So what do you tell the babysitter? Let's say you have a caterer, you have waiters, whatever. So now, what's havla? So you tell the caterer, part of the service is that you're paying them for the fact that they're serving the meal on Shabbos. So what are you going to say? I'll do havla with the fact that you're paying them for the food.
That's the caterer himself. What about the caterer paying the waiter?
Right, so Terrence says, so let's say the mashgiach. So you're going to say, yeah, but the mashgiach has to go in on Friday. So therefore, I'm paying him for the whole job. Now, the fact that he calculates his job by the hour, that's irrelevant. The bottom line is that he's being paid, maybe. And therefore, it's muvla. He's not allowed to. If he works before, so he has hours that are mutar, hours that are aser, you're mavliya the whole thing, and you're paying him that way. What?
I charge. There are two ways to charge the guy. If let's say he charges by the hour.
So, therefore, what? Why is that?
The hour on Shabbos, the party stops earlier. So the Baal Bayis decides he doesn't need any more time. The party's finished. So he pays him less money. So he's paying for just the start. Those hours are on Shabbos. It's just not a flat fee.
So what? Yeah, whatever he has to. Now, okay, so there is another case which is similar to that. There's another case which is similar to that. What's that case? That case is the Ran that we just learned. We started off the share with. What did the Ran say? The Ran said, "You have a merchatz, and the guy is running your merchatz for you on Shabbos, but it's not a problem of shlichus. Whatever the case was, right? We said there's shutvis, whatever. He's working for himself, but you're making money. If he comes to you with a check Motzei Shabbos and says, here's the money." That's the problem. But he comes to you a check at the end of the week and he says, oh, and by the way, part of this money is Shabbos. Who cares part of the money? So that's mutter. Who cares that part of the money is Shabbos? But that money was made on Shabbos, clearly. So the Sefer Ochas Shabbos, I saw, asked this kash on the Ran, and they don't have an answer for it. Tzorchin, Pshan, Ran. I don't know how you can blame Tzorchin on that. I mean, that's the whole halacha.
I mean, we've been learning that this entire time. It's because it's set it up correctly, even though we can calculate that you did make money on Shabbos.
Not calculate. You made the money on Shabbos.
That's what halacha is.
So teretz is that havlah is broader than what it just says over there, at least in certain cases. I mean, shteid in the halacha, that if the guy gets you the money in a way, and he's paying what you made, what the merchant made on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Shabbos together in one check, that's called havlah. He made the money on Shabbos. That's okay, some reason. Okay? So Mamela, if he's getting paid for that as well, for that as well. No.
Let's say close the account out.
No, because that Yitaka made independently by itself.
Meaning
it only gets into your account at one. It's not true. Motzei Shabbos, you could come and say if you pull out your money Motzei Shabbos, you'll get your money.
If you pull your mashgiach, you don't pay for the mashgiach. The mashgiach can say I'm not working anymore.
No. You made the money already. The fact that it's on your account makes no difference. You made the money in Shabbos.
But if you want to close your account, they have to pay you. They
pay you right then.
But that would include what you made on Friday. But when they give it to you, they're going to give you everything you made, including what you made on Friday.
They're not
giving you just what you made on Shabbos. Let's get
no, but what you made on Shabbos has nothing to do with what you made on Sunday. Here what this... No. Here he's saying this is your merchat money. He's saying it's okay. He's saying that's good for the cash on the run. But by the case of what was your case, the kishon mashgiach, it's not that way. This is your job. Your job includes all these parts. It's one job. The mashgiach case is better because it's not a Shabbos by the merchat. That's a little bit more of a chiddush. Shabbos by itself and the run is not there. Here it's one job. The job includes Shabbos Sunday. Right now, look, the babysitter. She has to come in before and set up. And then Shabbos. So the job includes two parts. You're allowed to pay for the whole job.
So the babysitter coming Shabbos morning for 2 hours would be a problem.
Yes, you have to figure out a way to... Yeah, that's a problem.
Well, but what about a chazan that goes on for Yom Kippur?
Okay, so what about a chazan? So the mission... So,
he's just being hired for Yom Kippur.
So there's two aterim on the chazan. So the Shulchan Aruch, the next halacha says... One is a dvar mitzvah, maybe. We're more lenient. Even though it says, I copied it over here, that there's a halacha. If you look over here in the next page, the page right before, it says Hanoita Scarlet Kaib Rosh Hashanah Oikadil Hispalel. Right? Someone that you pay him to be the Chazan Rosh Hashanah. It's mutter, but ain't a roya ma'isa schar simon bracha. He's never gonna gain anything from that money. So that's that means if you hire, that means exactly what it sounds like it means. You pay him to be a chazan, so it's mutter because you can rely on the heter of dvar mitzvah. But he's not gonna see simon bracha from that money.
He prepares before, he's good though.
Preparation.
One second. So what the Mishnah Berurah says is if he's bahavla with the weekday, let's say he's the weekday chazan also, or let's say he does mincha erev Hashanah, he does slich, whatever. No, not necessarily. Now, everyone's saying, prepare. So it's really, you have to figure this out. You can only do havlah with something that you would pay for also. I'm not paying someone for mincha, right? So therefore, what's the havlah? It has to be that the job includes this, and I'm paying him for the whole job, and part of what I'm paying for is the weekday.
Prepare the tunes before Shana.
I'm not going to hire someone to prepare the tunes.
Right. I'm not hiring you to prepare. I don't care. It's a little bit schwer.
You know he's going to prepare. Everybody knows a musician.
No, so part of... But that's part of what you're paying him for. The job entails... The Shabbos job entails something from you on weekday. So therefore, that's the definition of the job. But Stamazoy to do Avlah for something. Like you tell the babysitter, okay, come in Friday afternoon, take out the garbage, and then I'll pay you for the 6 hours you babysit. No, I won't pay you for that. You can't be Mavliya with that. So you have to be Mavliya with something that you would pay for otherwise. Lemaisa.
Say
hack
girls, maybe, like.
But the Yehuda, you have the expenses.
Yeah, I don't know if that works.
The Yehuda, you have the expenses. You're paying for his flight, you get to come.
Right, okay, so if you have Noida Yehuda, then you have the expenses, and that's motor. So, bottom line is that, is that there's a few cases that are very clearly of law. But everything else is a little bit of a gray area. You have this Ran that we started off with. That the Ran says, right? Now, what we're going to talk about, we'll talk about next week, there's no share. But the following week, I want to talk about is if you have an automated business type of thing. And you're making money on Shabbos.
Is,
what?
Amazon type of thing?
Yeah, I have an automated business, whatever. The chuba, the free, the not so advanced chubas talk about you have a vending machine. You know, you're making Shabbos, whatever. But now, you know, advanced that a couple years. So where does the Schar Shabbos come in? And we have to clarify a little bit about the Schar Shabbos Bahavla, because Avla is a little bit, we ran into some gray areas over here. We'll hopefully get a little more clarity next time.
Thank you.